miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Arthur Perry, straight talk from the docs at 35 after the hour. Time now for What's Toxic and What's Not. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, weekly with just some amazing informational, terrific stories in the world of toxicology. This week there are four. What do you like, Dr. Mike, among the four Dr. Gary Ginsberg has for us? What do you like the best?
Well, the one I like the best is the one I tweeted about most, which is the one on groundwater and what it means in Minnesota. What does it mean in Minnesota that they're changing their groundwater requirements? Is this relating to fracking?
No, actually, trichloroethylene, or TCE, is the focus of this story. And that's mostly, you know, I don't think it's a fracking fluid, but what they use in fracking is a complex mixture, and they may change the exact composition of what goes down in the hole from time to time based upon the kind of rock they're hitting. So I guess it's theoretically possible some TCE could be part of fracking. But this particular case, this is an industrial solvent that was used to clean metal parts, or any large metalworking operation. Very common industrial solvent, could still be used today. And as a matter of fact, you could still go to your hardware store and buy TCE, which is basically 100% carcinogen in a can. And some hobbyists use it in art projects to clean nasty brushes or to clean up parts that got soiled.
Well, they become nasty after they use it.
Exactly. So never, you know, one of the things we write about in our book is never take some solvent like this, trichloroethylene, it's a chlorinated solvent, never pour it on the ground because that'll end up contaminating the groundwater. It used to be used in spot remover, so it was much more commonly used for consumer items. No longer. But still, a lot of it got into the groundwater, and it's very, very long-lived and stable in groundwater. So it remains as a drinking water concern, even 20 or 30 years after somebody in an industry, a local industry, spilled it, and the water table moves. So if you're within a quarter or a half mile, even, of one of these landfills or old industries, it could be affecting your drinking, which is why we always tell people, test your drinking water. Anyway, so what happened in Minnesota? Up until now, EPA has had a drinking water standard of 5 parts per billion for this chemical. And Minnesota had been going along their merry way, giving people replacement filters and making sure the water was clean, down to 5 parts per billion. In other words, how clean, 5 parts per billion is safe, is what they said. Well, now they're dropping the number by a factor of 10, down to 0.5 parts per billion because of new data on just how toxic trichloroethylene is to the immune system and is for reproduction as well as cancer. So that may make EPA sit up and take notice and say maybe nationally they should think about a lower standard now that Minnesota's leading the way. And we in Connecticut have actually lowered our number down to one part per billion, which, again, could affect people who thought they were in the clear at 5. So just another reason, how does this relate to the average person on the street? Just another reason to make sure you know where your drinking water comes from, and if it's from your own private well, make sure you test it for things like TCE.
Does Green Seal make you safe?
Green Seal is a good certifier of some products. They have looked at cleaning products. If you want to do green cleaning, you can look on the label, and if there's a little logo on there that says Green Seal, that's like an eco logo of yes. They have thought about it. They've done some research and testing of the product you're buying, and it's not just the say-so of the manufacturer that this is a green product. Where some controversy now has come in is that on forestry products, there's a trade group, the Forestry Association, which claims that the paper products, the sticky notes, things that you might find at Staples, Office Depot, that they are certifying is with green practices, green forestry management practices, And really, when you look behind the scenes, some of the logging interests fund this organization, and it may be more greenwashing than green than really green in approach to the environment. So my approach to this story is that you do want to have a third party bless the product, whether it's a paint or a cleaning product or a paper product. It's really great if somebody's taken an extra pill of extra look at that and said, yep, these people are using healthier, best state-of-the-art chemicals and practices rather than just trusting the manufacturer. In the case of Green Seal, you could trust their label. In the case of these forestry products and what, you know, you might want to ask more questions about that. It affects the big purveyors like state governments and big industries who want to buy these products and say that they're doing the right thing by the environment, trusting these seals, it's not always the case that it's the best practice. So this is new information, but Green Seal in general is a good certifier.
Hey, in a general sense, are chemicals getting safer or finally going to get safer?
Well, this is related to that. Okay, so because we haven't been able to trust the federal government to make sure that, say, in a cleaning product, they weren't putting in methyl ethyl bad stuff, then you have these third-party certifiers that are looking what's on the market and saying whether it's something at the health food store or some mom and pop is selling something healthy. So anyway, finally, and this is after a decade of fighting over TSCA, something called TSCA reform, which is the federal legislation on controlling what chemicals can go into which products, including children's products, so that methyl ethyl bad stuff doesn't end up in your child's teething ring. Now, finally, EPA sounds like, because there's now a deal being struck between Senator Frank Lautenberg out of New Jersey and Senator David Vitner out of Louisiana, they've been the major sort of the people on the opposite sides of this issue. They've struck a compromise which has caught everybody off guard, and it actually looks like it may be doing something progressive towards giving EPA more power to stop bad chemicals from going into products that we depend upon as being safe. So in other words, if you buy a product, look to make sure it's got ingredients on it, number one. And number two, you can go to websites like the Green Guide or like my website, whatstoxic.com, and you can look up ingredients to just make sure that what you've got isn't unsafe. Because even if this compromise legislation goes through, it may take 5 or 10 years before we see any practical effect on the consumer marketplace.
Okay, if you can get through the next one in about a minute, we can get through them all today. Pollution control devices in ambulances, Gary.
Yeah, this was a real surprise to me. But here's a gunshot wound, ambulance, driving this gunshot victim in Washington, D.C., trying to get him to Howard University Hospital. And they had to pull over. The ambulance was getting shut down by the pollution control device. Because, the EPA has these requirements that diesel engines can have to be regenerating, their pollution control equipment has to regenerate, and something that just has urban miles on it, like a taxi cab or like an ambulance, which doesn't do highway driving, they have trouble regenerating their pollution control device, and this one was shutting down the ambulance, and the guy died.
Crazy.
So that was headline news, and hopefully that's not going to happen again.
He is Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic? What's not? Great website. Refer to his website, whatstoxic.com. Go to it and find out what is, and in some cases what isn't, which may surprise you. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com is the email address. Coming up is Straight Talk from the Docs with Dr. Arthur Perry and Dr. Mike. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. On Radio MD, thanks for listening and stay well.